David Chapman has your side tonight to his father, and this week to his two grandfathers. So David came to Shir in their memory. Memories of Moshe Shmuel Ben Dovish, Dovish Ben Babush Chapman, and Abush, and Yosef Ben Chaim Moses. We started the Mishnah on Chav Beis on the day, so we didn't get too far. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah on Chav Beis. On top of the day, the Mishnah is working with the Takana Seza. Now that Takana Seza was still the talk for it is forbidden on top of the day, the Mishnah says that one is a Valkyrie is forbidden to learn a forbidden Shadabi. So what if by mistake he started Shadabi? What if by mistake he's in the middle of learning? Because then he realizes in the middle that he's a Valkyrie. So the Mishnah says if he's in the middle, he doesn't have to stop, he can continue, he continues on. So I'm in the field of the history. Should Valkyrie, Lord Yapsik, Ella Yakatsa. Yakatsa to Rashi says he should abbreviate every drop. So the Yishalmi comments on this Mishnah that the Mishnah is only speaking about one who's davening the Tzibur. If he's davening the Yachid, then the din would have been that he should stop right in the middle. But he's davening the Tzibur either as the Shliach Tzibur, as the Tosheb Shat Yishalmi, either serving as the Shliach Tzibur, so that's not proper. The Rabbi is, I mentioned last week, the Rabbi is later in the Mishnah, is what happens if the Shliach Tzibur in the middle of the Hazaras Hashad doesn't feel well. The Mishnah says that you get another Valfila to take over, and the new Valfila has to start from the beginning of that Bracha where the old Valfila left off in the middle. You can't have the new Valfila finish up from the middle of the Bracha to the end. You have to start from the whole unit of the whole Bracha. It's not even like that. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur came to the middle? Here we say that since in our time, since Mikra Rabbeinu is permitted to daven, it's only a Gera, only one of the Eset HaKamah Terezah, so we allow him to finish the Tzibur. That's how the Yishalmi says, according to the Din HaMishnah, Yishalmi claims that it's a Machlok Yisat HaNar, according to the way the Rameir, Yishalmi says she depended on Rameir of Yudah in the previous Mishnah, Chos HaMidei. So if Yudah is the one who's very Meikol, so he would be Meikol here and allow you to finish Davini, even if you Davini is in Chidah. But according to Rameir, when he talks in like that, I'm not sure how he talks. But according to the Meir, according to the Tanakhama in Mishnah Chasam Beis, so then we would only allow him to be Katzer, we would not allow him to finish the davening. So either he's a Shliach Tzibur, that's what it sounds like in Yishalmi, or perhaps even if he's not, as long as his davening is a Tzibur. But it's more embarrassing. I don't know, but the Parshat Pshat means that he is a Shliach Tzibur. In every bracha, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in every bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, there's one line that's absolutely crucial. Well, the final bracha at Hashem is crucial, and then there's one line within the bracha that has the hikah theme of the bracha, and the rest is only an embellishment. But you should leave out the embellishment and only mention that one line. Point to the other thing. Point to the other time, point to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if he's davening the Yachid, the Yachid, he started, he can finish.
But that's like a
tchilah,
because
it's
at the end of the
kitzah.
Half the
dollar was something. Habi Neymar is a machleg of Satanah later, whether you permitted to daven, Habi Neymar, the Hatzilah, Shlod, the Shah, the Shah. Nisam over here, perhaps what it means is Hayam al-Tzil has already passed out the Chayne. He's already in the middle of the Brachas and Tzoye. When you say Habi Neymar, you say the first three Brachas till Akel HaKadosh. And then you say Habi Neilu for the Brachas and Tzoyim, and then you say from Ritzay till the end of the Shmanet. And some of the Parsh Peshat of the Mishnah would be that he's already deep into the Brachas and Habi
Shaykh,
so the Brachas
is not marked, is it, in
Tzoyos? Machleg is the part of the Mishnah, Machleg is Rashi in Tzoyos. The place is chosen in the Gemara that the Shaykh of Brachas is Mishnah. But the Imam Megillah says that there was a stocking of Brachas in this one essay. Allah say there, the place is said in the Mashmash of the Mars that the Seder is the answer. To some, I would assume that Habinenu is only, if you say the first Dino Brachas in Shaino, then you start right away Habinenu, and then there's one opinion in the Tanayim later that if even Mutala Hatzir Shmer B'Shah Tafsak, to say Habinenu. He's talking only for Achayla, only the Shah Tafsak. But one time I hold the Shmer B'Shah Tafsak. What if you're already in the middle of the Shmer B'Shah Tafsak? You already started saying, Atachayla, you finished. Now you want to speak, you say Habineh? So, Chorin, not? But you're talking to some of the other Talmud that say, and if you're doing the Chazor HaShah, you're telling me not to say Habineh at the Chazor HaShah. But if you hold like the Yishalmi says that according to the Talmud of Judah, who's Nekel in the previous Mishnah, you need to Nekel here as well. He would say that even if you're davening the Yechidus and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, You can also say that some of you would say that that you are having it. So then the new chazan has to begin from the beginning of that bracha when the old chazan left off. Unless he left off same bracha with bracha, so the new chazan takes over from the new bracha.
The chazan has become an issue very
tough. That we're going to learn tonight, doing that. What's the din if a person? Yeah, what's the din if a person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, then he's machzik, and then he comes back, then he just go back to the place where he stopped. So he left the order, so we have to start from the very beginning of the show. Come on tonight. We'll have to see. Yes, don't feel the fever. Yeah. That's the bridge. Every broker just says a crucial line and he says the Chassidus of Baruch Hu Atah Hashem and the Kabbalah Tzimtzum
and the
Rebbe
alive.
Meaning you can say Habinenu to the middle.
But even the last two brothers are allowed to use in the
country. Maybe. Could be. That could also be. So let's see if you have any more. Sarah Matron is not as a brand.
What
happens in the new list where you have a talk to the shoe keeper? I can't understand. You have to say that, right? Finally, we had the Gemara last week, and it wasn't so embarrassing because it doesn't necessarily mean that he has Tashmish. It could be that he came about Kerry the Yom, but not necessarily a marriage, not necessarily that he has
Tashmish.
No, he missed that, and he reminded himself. So here it is, certainly should be also, but since he's already in the middle, So the Tanakam in the Brisa says that he doesn't have to stop there in the middle of the Aliyah. Ela megamgen b'korei, so Rashi, Tashana, what the word megamgen means. So Rashi learns megamgen means that you lay quickly. What do you accomplish by laying quickly? So when we learned on Omer Aleph, we discussed that there the Gemara had used the word megamgen and Rashi didn't say anything. Rabbi said, Rashi probably understands the same thing he understood over here at the Menusha. What it means is, when you go quickly, so there isn't too much time to think the heel, so when you learn superficially, so there's a mokum lahakalana. But you have an initially of Yudhi Shikus, the Hukus Acheres is Musa. Let's say it's Hukus Acheres, so there's Musa from Valkyrie to learn. So Acheres doesn't need so much heel. So that's what Megamgen means, if you're laying for your third quickly, so there isn't going to be too much time to pay attention to think into the learning. But the superficial shvacha learning, he got the Aliyah, and his man Amishna, the one who got the Aliyah, hasn't learned about 20 How many people? Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the Russians, we have Bali Kriya. Sometimes the Yom Kippur goes very slowly, sometimes it goes very fast. So this first Libra, normally he goes slowly. On this occasion, he should go very quickly.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't have a chance to think too much about the Kriya Sattar. the other people probably went to Mixon, so there's no problem for them. But for him, to me, I'm the Valkyrie, and I'm a Valkyrie, so I have to go sleep with
him. This is a Charlotte,
not Tereshu Bichtav, if you're laying slowly, there's time to think about it. You're supposed to think about Tereshu Bichtav also.
That's
an expression. No, I mean, he shouldn't stop. It just means they're not happy. That's strange chap, and you should link it. It's more common to say the shame is when the person is about there. The shame is shame, then it's more common. So you should be Megam Gang. What should you do? Megam Gang, because Megam Gang means that you skip the sound of a woman, you skip every other word. So when it comes to shame, Hashem, it's a Vadab Hashem, and Moshe, instead of saying Vadabar, how is Dabar no use? Instead of pronouncing Hashem, say Vadab Hashem, and Moshe, like this. Such a Rav Shem. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns Megam Gang, the Guru, so you just learn quickly, so there's no more. There's no more concern here.
Yes?
Right, that's how Rashi seems to learn. That you learn quickly, so there won't be any time to hear. That's the time come all about that. May run the aim back in Rashi to tell you the game of truth. He should finish the Aliyah. Rashi explains to me, the Mami Gila says that the Kriyat HaTayah Rebbe Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 sukkahs. There's no maximum, but the minimum is 3. So let's say, based on the Chum that he's going to sprint at this Aliyah, he should really have 20 sukkahs, so he shouldn't lay all the 20 sukkahs. After he finishes these sukkahs, he should sit down. So it's a shame he's finished. He shouldn't go by on this occasion. He should stop after 3 sukkahs. Every idea has to have a minimum of 3 people. Yeah, that's supposed to have one person lying less than 3 people. And then he started to go over again. He's writing what garnished. He wasn't the kind. They gave him an aliyah. And turned out that he wasn't writing anybody with anything, so he's writing less than 3 people. Supposed to be an Ali. Let's repeat, so can you not get to even the
end? If you repeat, somebody else will repeat it anyway.
Someone else repeats it, comes out that he wasn't making any sense with anything. That's what the Rashi says, that you shouldn't do that. If the fellow is holding in the middle of an Ali, you should finish the Ali. If he's holding in the middle of a Chazarat Hashas, you should finish the Chazarat Hashas. If that's on the fence, there's only a lot of Chilas that you shouldn't. But if it's the Yevit, if it's a Dovah Shal Tibur, you should finish it. And then according to those of us that use that to shame Hashem. If you say Hashem, how's that look good? I don't know. Let's say, what do we do? It says, last week said, it says, Neshmin Yonam is this for the Dardar. So instead of saying Yutkevavki, we say Al Dal Nundu. Maybe the Bansham said so. The Bansham says, whenever it says Yutkevavki in the Migdo, she lay in the Yutke. It's Nikro Kichtavai, and the Kangaroo, and he used to duchen in the Beit HaMigdo, and the Kangaroo on Yom Kippur said, Chathas HaSorem Hashem, Chathas Hashem, Hashem Chathas, so he says, Lutnei Hashem Tutara, so he said, Hashem Hashem Kichtavai. And the Gula, outside of Beit HaMigdo, she's not supposed to pronounce Hashem Hashem, supposed to substitute something else instead. What are you supposed to substitute something else instead? Let's say instead of saying I was on you can say Shin Dalaji. They say Eloki. Don't get it in there. So the Tesis in Masech HaSaita, not Mishnah, it says in the end of Saita, Perakel and Amarim. It gives you the dinim of the Mitzvah of Amira, which you have to say Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh, which you use the Balaz, the Targum, the Cholosh. So the Zadukhani has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh. It gives you more details of all the dinim of Zadukhani. Most of the dinim of Mitzvah HaKadosh appear in Perakel and Amarim. But there's the admonition in Saito that in Migdosh when you do it, you say the Shema Farish, and in Gula when you do it, you don't say the Shema Farish. The Saito says, what do you say instead? But of course, the Pirish Abed Ahilo, Greek, from Greece, a god like Mishan, not a Baal Pesach. One of the times when I lived in Greece, wrote a Tirush on this display that they printed weekly. Rabbi Hussman, I don't know. He wrote his comments on Rabbi Hussman. And I have other editions also of Tirush Rabbi Hussman. The Tirush was said, of course, Rabbi Hussman, he said that you can substitute any one of the Zion Shem Shem and Kofi for the Shem Al-Dal Nuru. How is that? How does that speak to the Kofi possession of the other Zion Shem and the Dara Dara? Right, so if it does, if it says you say what okay, it means one thing, but you're not supposed to say, you're not supposed to, you're never supposed to pronounce it. No, no. Perhaps the interpretation of the Pasuk goes according to the way it is, not according to the way you say. The Pasuk of course, Rabbeinu Hill, you can substitute anyone with Zion Shem Shem Kofi. So perhaps the Rishon of Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that as long as you substitute any kilon, even if it's not from the Zion Shem Shem Kofi, as long as you substitute any kilon, it's all for good. That's what it means in the Pasuk. You have to be Malim Hashem Hashem. You should say some kind of a kilon instead of it. Either one of the Zion Shem or something else is also good. When you say Hashem, then it's a real kilon. It's a bigger chiddush than what the Pesach is called. Quite a bigger chiddush. Am I going on? You say hey shin men. Here it says that when you say, it sounds like when you say the Pesach is here, even though he's not the Askar, that's pretty good. No, that's a tzina. The Baruch Shem should be kind to the Klal Yisrael who recites Shema Yisrael twice a day. So we want to say Shema Yisrael in a way that will be Yetzer, according to the Ramban, Yetzer, the Pesach Rishon, that's because in the right. So he says, Baruch Shem, Hashem, okay, Hashem, okay, Hashem, okay, Hashem, instead of Al Shalad, isn't it?
It says, Hayah Kori Batorah. What if he went up and just made a book? He didn't start the prayer.
Yeah.
So should somebody else should say, like we do today?
Like we do today. You know, the Gemara, they didn't have that practice. Whoever said the bracha was on the Shabbat Yom Kippur. That's the kula that it says in his practice. But if he's a Shabbat Kippur, he's a Baal Torah, he got the Aliyah, so it's the same that he has it. So he reads it like that, it's the Aliyah. If you always said bracha, it's Hashem on prayer from some of that, that's not called the Aliyah. It's not called the
Aliyah.
Okay, that's the first one. Okay. Tanya Edar says in another bright, what about the Yevit? If a person violated Takana says of the Yevit, he can't say that he's not yet in the Talmud, he can't say he's not yet in the Davinit. Takana says, it's not proper to Davin or to say the Reitere, and he's a Balkez. But what if he's in violation of a different dinner? Didn't they write that? Yeah, but the is in little Shimon Esri, but what's very can Egda? So if a Hasim they write it, says in the Pasuk, that the Yachit Tilach Al-Azim Echo, that the soldiers have to have a shovel, and when they make prayer, they have to cover it over because of the dinim. Kedushas Machaneh. The Gemara learns that after the end of this prayer, Gemara learns that all the dinim that b'shas tefillah and b'shas leivin alteiro, the pasuk Lo Machanecha Kodesh applies. The original pasuk rather is not speaking about the tefillah and teiro al tikashu. That's the shalom that the Mefarshim on Chumash says, and it's given under this. How does the Chachamim see in that pasuk anything at all? Living or dead. So what's the similarity of living or dead? The Tzila and Torah. The Pasuk talks about the soldiers in the army. So what does that have to do with... They've gone through the different things, that they have to have your hygienic conditions. Hygienic is a little bit of a zava. There's another thing. The Shem Yachalecha, that the Shechina shouldn't run away. The Shechina will see everyone, the Shechina will be. But the Pasuk on the Tzoya is because of the Mikoyan of the Machaneh. What if you got to do some thunder? The sum of the Pasuk Pshat is that the Pasuk says the Shechina is going to help, we assume. We hope the Shechina will be helping the soldiers fight. Even if the soldiers are not holding by davening and they're not learning the word, still, just like the Pasuk says that Soya is a cause, so our erva are a cause to see the kashchina, and when you daven, you want to have the shchina there, or when you learn, you want to have the shchina connected. But just like, it's not that the pasuk means that the soldiers are davening, but the soldiers are learning. This is what the Nesiv interpreted from the pasuk. He says that the chacharim understood the pshat in the pasuk, that they had at the front line in the army, they had a group of soldiers who were sitting and learning. What did they do that for? Because the Chacham had a tradition, and he has a long habit, the Chacham had a tradition that Mechapta Shal Teire is the way you win all the wars. The Klavis are learning in Teire, then we wouldn't get involved in any wars at all. All Chereb Ola Olam, our people Teire, our Libra Sadin, the Mishnah says, all the wars in the world, even the wars by Nikoi, are because of our people Teire. So the Nikit has a long habit of on it. He claims in his Ham Teire HaKumish, he says that that's the shot that the Chacham understood in the Pasuk. That the soldiers are learning Teire, and that's why there's a requirement for Nikoya and Hamachana, because they have soldiers at the front learning Torah, in the schools of Lina tradition. But let's say the Pasuk Shem and Pasuk is not learning, even if they're not learning. Unless there's going to be a miserable battle and they don't think they'll have an opportunity to learn at the Dabam one word. There's going to be a fierce war. Still, there's a dinner between the Nikoya and Hamachana because the Shekhinah is with them, and in order that the Shekhinah should not be misguided, there's a dinner by Machanech HaKodesh. And just like the Shekhinah is there to help the soldiers, when the soldiers are fighting, it's considered a Dabam Shekhinah, even if there's no davening and no learning. We're learning what we're davening, and there's no machane, there's no mokhame. It's also an Indian of a davish to be dush. What is this thing in the leader? Just like... Yeah, but that's part of the Machanach Kodesh doesn't go on the mission. It goes when the soldiers go, to take them to Chamal Eivet. It goes when they're going to fight the war. But that's the Shabbos. So how do we know to apply the Dinam of a Muhammad to davening or to learning there? So some say it goes when they would fight the war, they would take the Oray. They would take the Oray in there. Oh, so that's when you take the Oray, there's a Dinam of Nikoy and Kedusha Samach, and so too, when you davening or learn there. It's similar to taking the Oray. And then he says, no, because there's a group learning there. It goes on the learning. To say, and others say, no, Aaron, you don't need the learning, you don't need the yarn, you don't need the time, just the Shekhinah itself is helping them. So if you want the Shekhinah to be there, you have to have Kedusha Samach. So this is a din d'oraita already, that if a person wants to daven and wants to learn, you have to be careful there shouldn't be tzoreh. So what happens if he's holding in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he can exit. You see, there's a tzoreh there. So the din is Mahalak Lafonavach, it sounds like he's holding in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It sounds like he's holding in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, and it sounds like B'di'evit, he doesn't have to daven over what he davened from before. It just says, when he realizes that there's prayer there, Ba'al Zofana Ba'al Shizukeno Li'achura. Davar Abbas, he should walk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, usually he's not allowed to walk. But if it's the Tzorah, then you have no prayer. Let's say the Mishnah Brura has a dinner. First is the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgot Talmud, not the Gala. He offers something, he doesn't remember what the dinner is. But he doesn't remember the Nusach HaTfilah by heart. He submitted to work to the bookcase in order to get a Siddur, in order to get a Sefer to look up what the dinner is. That's the Tzorah HaTfilah. So let's say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he realizes that's the Tzorah, and he's not allowed to daven here. So he walks away till the Tzorah is Le'achurah, Zalaram to Le'achurah, and then he continues to daven. Same thing tomorrow, Ibu Hatan, we have another verse that says with daven, that he doesn't have to walk in that direction, so that the Tzoyer of the Akul of Zalaram, as long as he walks to the side, the Tzoyer will be to the side. So the Gemara says, no, it's like this. If it's possible, so you have to say, Eretz Yisrael. And say, Yerushalayim, let's say. You have to say, Yisrael. If he's in such a situation, it is possible for him to go Zalaram ahead, facing Yisrael. And the Tzoyer will be the Akul of Zalaram, as Zalaram. But if it's not, there's a wall there, there's a river there, so it's impossible to walk by. We have a tank yet. Maybe we've never had since. It's not Shas to go by, it's only Shas to go to the sun. The second best thing that he should go to the sun. The Mars is like Kasha, there's no fear between the two sides. Oh, yes, no, no, yes. If it's Asher, if it's possible, he should walk forward so that the Tzor should be Galaram to Yahurim. And if it's not possible, then we'll settle for the Zodim as well. But the issue, but the big problem here is what the Rajboy is, and the Bali Athens are wondering about, what do you mean? He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He realizes about Kerry. It's only you want to do what Tachana says. But to be evident, it never says that. You're not guilty. You don't say Tzvilo to the table. What if a person davens the next Tikkun Gemara? The next one. Why am I following? Not the third and kind one. What if he davens Shemoneh Esrei? He finds Kerry. He says, now people be the evident. Oh, my rabbi, to the first Mazam, it's impossible. He should call it even though he did wrong. By davening the Muslim story, violated it in the right of way. I'm not going to have a card. It's not Tzvilo to the table. The first one, Dhamma Rabba, holds it for the evident is good. Last people are Rabba, how can it be? Let's not say Eva, it's not acceptable. Dhamma Rabba, holds it for the Fishay's follow, she lost it to Eva. No good, it's no good even here. That's how we pass it. So if we pass it, I think for the evident is no good. If he's out in the Mokham, so he is no good. So how can we accept the Brysa? This is not what he's Rabba. That's not how Brysa before. So he called it Tanida. How can you have a bright that says that he's holding the Middle essay, and then when he realizes that the he walks away and gets bright? He should have to require that he should start over from the beginning again? Oh, so that's one parrot that the Raja gives. Raja gets something good. One parrot that he gives is if he says, if it's in coronaries within his Dalaramis, so then even with the other, he wouldn't be able to. Must have said in coronaries within Dalaramis. But here it says that he could do, oh, in exile. He has later that it's not proper to daven even if the Torah is curving in Dalaramis, if it's visible, if it's in front of him. But then the right place in exile, he was good from Dalaramis, so that he can't say that to the other, you're not able. But that is in Dalaramis. And that's what Kodesh means, if you just mock him, then mock him where you are. That's already a chumra. That doesn't say that there is in the Torah that says, Tim Loyeno. That Tim Loyeno, you're not permitted to daven. The same that would only be at the end of Rabbanah. But if it's so, it's chutz from Zaharam, it's chutz from Kama, but it's Kenegedei, not that you know that. There's one parrot that the Rajma gives. He's Mazai Salos, and here it says, Rotsai Kenegedei. But then, once he realizes, Kozmari didn't realize it, but the din doesn't apply. Once he realizes it, Rotsai Kenegedei, but then he has to move away.
If he's done it,
he wouldn't say that he's not yet in the year.
If he's done it, if he ever defies that after he's finished it.
But that says that he's not yet. He wants to say unless, and then the Raja gives another carrot. Unless he say like this, V'hazerach Hashem Teheh, V'fil Hashemich, Dabki Mofa Shal Yochum, His Tafe. The little Hashem Yeshem says, where did he go? Where did he go? He knows he has a little baby in the house, and the baby, everybody knows the baby's making a pin, and sometimes it falls out. But then he should have checked in advance, and he didn't check in advance. And then we say, since he did something wrong. But he walked into shul and he dabbed. All of my father, there's going to be story in the middle of shul. The Mokhan Shayla Roy with his topic, he shouldn't even have to worry about such a possibility. But then basically the Chazis, if it is, then he would be yoicing. So the Rajbot suggests, Rajbot says, wanted to be Machiach that, what that says is here from Lizzie Morris. And the fact that the Bryce says, I am a bit too little, I said, can I go? And it doesn't say, Chazal Aroi, it doesn't say, Kilos at the Eivor. That's the right, did he ever do? Why do I try? Later, Robin's going to say, even did he ever do? How do you answer? He wants to say that the first Bryce is talking when it was a Mokum Shalom, I love this topic. And later, Robin Rabbah talking about Mokum Shalom, I love this topic. But then the Rajah says he doesn't see that it's necessarily happened because he can give the other chila. Like you said, one is in Kamo, one is Kim Loena. In Kamo, that's the real Dinder right. Even the Yevit is not good. The next text, then there's another little text. Abba Pisha Hisawel, Philosopher Evo. Rabba disagrees with Rabba. Rabba holds that even if he had it, you're not the Eishay. So what's the deal if you're not the Eishay? You have to dub it over again, no?
Yeah.
You have to dub it over again. The text says it's very strange. For Abba Mu'uvas, Vayuchal Ishkon. You're not the Eishay, the Tvila, and you can't correct it. Read to you the Yaakov Yisawel. The Reed says, no, you dub it over again. What is the first opinion? Very strange. What's the first opinion that says? So I did something wrong, no? A person was Machal Shabbat. Then he does says Machal Tatuis. And then he does. Why should it be totally cut off? Just because he did another 10 minutes ago. And now he realizes that he did wrong by davening where there was Sayyid. So now let him daven off again.
Not allowed to daven, apparently, he says. First parent says you're not allowed to daven over again.
Yeah, what does it mean?
You're not allowed to.
What does it mean? How come? And then at that moment, he finally decides, Clary, what's he going to do? At 1 o'clock, he decides to call up his, call someone up to ask him what to do. At 1 o'clock is Manuka. That's the Shiloh. So the first day in Taishan says, it's Mubas, well, look on this, and that's called the Nazis. At the time that he was davening, he was a Poshea, he should have looked. After he finished davening, he realized that there was prayer here, and he realized that there was something wrong. So the first day in Tarsus told that that's called Hizid, and Hizid is not Tashmur. And Hizid, Mechadis knows that there is Tashmur. That's what some of my friends want to say. I think the Zichar Troish wants to say like that. He's missing a lot in Tarsus. Yeshua is Ma'irah. What in the world is the Machlekes here? Why should the first opinion say he can't daven up? He did wrong. He clapped off Hizid, and he's down to what I say now. How can you say more than
that?
then if you don't have minister, like you kill it because you're lazy, and then you want to have the mother to connect it, you can't.
No.
Only if you were anointed.
Either an oinus or no, a little bit, some kind of that's the shadow. That cohesive or not? That's the shadow. If that cohesive belongs to Shalom, then he's on that school. And if it's a little bit shogar, that's the shadow. The fellow didn't bother to check. He should have checked in advance. And he didn't bother checking. And yes, he said he's davening, what's the story? And then he realized that he did wrong. And then instead of davening over the Shmanet Bizman, which everybody agrees that he should have done, he was clearing and clearing until it was over Hazman. Now it's a very Maninre. And the person says, no, that's also called Shogar. Mena, Shogar, it's not outright. The first day he tells us that that's called Hizit. Right. And the second day, also it's called Bainer. If the tzoya is covered up, so the Gemara has later that it's okay. If it's mechusa, then it is okay. Unless there's a ve'achra coming out through the keeper, then it doesn't help. Or unless the tzoya comes out... No. The argument doesn't help by ve'achra. Ve'achra is later in the tzoya. No, made it simple. But if it's mechusa, then strictly speaking, if it's mechusa, and there's no ve'achra, then it says on chotem, then it's just. If the tzoya is mechusa, then it's just. Let's say a person brings a carbon. Let's say a person brings a carbon when he's a Rosh, the carbon is not acceptable. And then he does choose it. So he's going to be another carbon. If he wasn't here, if that carbon was possible, then he didn't give him another
carbon.
It's all about Hashem Chayim, they have to bring another one. We're going to bring another one. Obviously, it's like
that's
the Shaila. What does it mean, not exactly? It's the whole thing that's laid out in the pocket of Hashem Chayim. It's about Kavanah. If you bring the carbon to Hashem Chayim, it's not good. You got to bring it over again. It will be, he won't be Chayim to the Tshuva, the second carbon will also be Zerach Hashem Chayim. So he won't be Chayim to the Tshuva. The Shaila will recommend that you bring another carbon. I'm not saying the same by the davening. Most of the shows don't quote that first line. They just quote the second line. Yaakov is Babel. But I tell you, what does the first line mean? So that's what the Bishop Turek suggests. The problem is, it's Baba Hazman, and the first day you hold it, that's called Hindus. It's also Shalom, and Rav says that it's Yaakov to the Evik, you're not yet to, because Zerach Hashem Te'eva, what does that mean? So they should understood that the Gemara means that you're not yotzei davening because davening in our Torah has the status of korban. And that's why the Gemara quoted this part of Zerach Hashem Te'eva. This is one of the sarkachas in this Gemara that not only a concept of the Rabbanon, the Tfilos of the Muslim korban, but it's really a concept on a level of the right. The Gemara doesn't seem to mean that it's only on a level of the Rabbanon. And Mishnah Berurah, we have the quotes from the Rikutei HaRamban. He quotes the Ramban on Brachas, I think they have in the end of the Kedush Ramban, they quoted from the Torah for others, if I'm not mistaken. He quotes the Ramban and says the same applies to Kriyashma. Kriyashma is certainly not the Mokhish Kazonah. He says the same applies to Kriyashma. The person who studied Kriyashma, the Mokhish Kazonah, this topic that there may be Torah. And it turns out that he's telling that there was Torah there. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramban Malacha that they're not yet to the Kriyashma, you have to repeat over the Parsha. But that you can't take it literally, Zerach Hashem Tevis, it's just an elishta. That means that just like by Korbanus is a smachter, just like by Korbanus is a din, they wanted the Rosh, the Korban is unacceptable. That's all the year, even though in the Chumash one could read, like Rambam said, Lo'i Machanech of Korbanus is only a din l'chatzile, that you should have to do shasmoth and then you daven and then you start brach. So maybe to the end that you would do it to the brachas and the end to the daven, and that's what Rambam says, no. Just like by Korban, it says it's in Zerach Hashem Tevis, so he's making a moshul. So too, by Torah Tzilos, it's Torah, he wouldn't be able to eat with the Ezra. That's the need to say that the Pasuk of Zerach Hashem Tevis actually applies in his case. Even if you want to say it applies, you can only apply to Tzilos, you can't apply to Kriyashma, to Tzilos, right? The Ramban seems to take it as just a belief.
The
Ramah quotes like that. Yeah. They tend to quote some who say that you don't say Tzid Matzeret all week long with the Hashanah. Only say Tzid Matzeret on Shabbos. They don't say any weekdays because they're afraid on the weekday they've got to do such a lot. But the word, they may miss one of the Sunday morning and see someone talk to them. I mean, on Shabbos, they have time. They're a little relaxed. They're down a little slow. So then we're not afraid that you're going to miss. So the Ramah just agrees with that fish, first of all, and then he gives it, you should count on his fingers. I thought my mother says, how do you say it? You should have known to get. And then he says, number two, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's kind of position of mind for leaving up one by me. If you offer the service of the Aligos, they want to leave with this mind. But just by reciting, he says, you can't believe, even though reciting the Dilem of Kavanah, Sinek Gila, the person offered the Kavanah, but you can't think so far that it's Chayim Yudesh Mashmah. No, there's no Chayim Nisa, but by Chayim Yudesh Mashmah, there's Chayim Nisa. I couldn't tell me, there's no Nisa. Tana Rabbana, now we're going to Shaila. What if a person was Mastik in the middle of Shmona Ashray and then he comes back later? Oh, that was a Shaila from before. Went on a Haskala call, then he comes back. So usually a Haskala call, someone's going to talk. No, someone's going to have to do some talking. And they're talking a little, then it was Mamish Mastik. So if you Mastik in the middle, the Chavadizin should be... They can start again? No. Let's say if a person is not supposed to talk in the middle of Tia Shaita. They're not for sure, he shouldn't talk till after all the Tia's are all over. Then he does talk in the middle. And some of the Yad Giwai Yad said his Tia's are Shaila, maybe you should stay over the Bracha, maybe you shouldn't stay over the Bracha, maybe of course, which should have been done better, the end of Rosh Hashanah, that if you're holding it, you are Mastik in the Bracha, the Shema Kol Shaita, in the beginning of the Tia's, and you have to repeat the bracha again. But if you are Mastik in the middle of the tears, so the Yavid, the Miskot, the Shulam said that you don't have to repeat the bracha. The Yavid, you don't have to. Other than Shulam disagree, but that's the Tzach in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rish B'Shem HaGoyim. But that's why, not, is there any sheet to hold that you're not even going to get to the tears? No, there is not. It's just because you talk to the middle tears, for sure you're going to the tears. So why do we say that you get to davening? Why do we assume to touch the approach? In the middle of Shulam Ezei, somebody's Mastik for 2 minutes and he starts talking about the weather, he's talking about the baseball game. There's no hetzer to be mamzik. There's no hetzer for he was very, very nice. So why did he say that he did everything out here, he said? So Shulchan Aruch is not like this, and the Chava Pasi is not so. Chava has a shot, let's say today a person is Abba Shmona, and it's like Yalav Yav, and Yom HaShachadish has there. So the homeless of Yalav Yav is not there, Yalav Yav, you hear, you know, the Shama Yipav, the Yom HaShachadish, 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 Every other part of the Yalva Yalva was not there. But that phrase doesn't fit in. So what's the din? The Machabe says, he just go by Shas. If my love is short, Telig Masul, he just go by Shas and he finished the Shmanes. And the Shas says, no, what are you talking about? He's Mastik in the middle of Shmanes. Even if Shor left him to Telig Masul, he says he has to dive it over again. Mastik in the middle of something that doesn't belong. If you say, Atachan Antono, it's not a heptic. If you say, in the middle of the week, it's Atachan Antono. Okay. He didn't say that today is not so sharp. You don't have to say if he said Yalav Yav, the Yom HaZeh. He's saying that. There's no need to say the Yom HaZeh. But it wouldn't be enough. But it says Yom HaShachadish is there, so there is Mamash HaEtz. So the Tzad holds, most of the point of my masking with the Tzad. That the Yebed, if a person was masking with the Yom HaShachadish, he didn't show less than could they make my school, you would have to daven over again. That's how we assume. The Mishnah Berurah recommends that in such a situation that the person was Mastik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei less than could they leave Maskulah, so what should he do? He should say another Shmoneh Esrei and be Masna ala Tanai. The Rish, the Din is like the Mechaber, I want to dab in the Shmoneh Esrei and be Teres Mendovis. The Din is like the Taz, and Rav HaPatsum, I want to be the Teres Chayfam. That's the second Shmoneh Esrei, he should be Teres Chayfam. That's really Aminis Chassidus, because the Yikir Adin, what's the Rechad and Zuhol like the Taz? That if they Mastik in the middle even less than could they leave Maskulah, the Din requires you have to say over the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Why is it different from Tia Shaykh, the middle of Tia Shaykh? Everybody knows that if you Mastik the Dibur, And then they continue. Shulchan Aruch says, it's not that Hechitinsim. In the middle of Nikkur Megillah, they realize they didn't say Kiddush Levana yet. Everybody goes out to say Kiddush Levana, they come back in. So what would be the din for the Yevid? The din for the Yevid, as long as there was a Shulchan Aruch Maskula, there's no Shaila. For sure there's no Shaila. But why is it by Nikkur Megillah, by Kriyas HaTorah, it doesn't bother me, even though it's a Mitzvah of Amira. The shadow is the hepsik in the middle of Mikra Megillah. The shadow is the hepsik getting into the bracha, like they're talking in the middle of Tia Shofar. In the initial, the Mechatrin shouldn't do it because of the bracha. You don't have to say over the bracha. I've told me the end of the bracha. That's the initial of the bracha. How come only by Shmonet? From the Soma, that is the shadow. What do you say? The reason they run them all, because by Tzivah, the person has the status of Aymelef Ne'am Melech. But he starts talking in the middle. He's clearly breaking that status of Aymelef Ne'am Melech. If you walk away in order to get a seat, you're supposed to stand still. And then what's one asked? If you walk to the bookcase in order to get a seat, another thing, cut the seat, what's the loch there? And then what's one asked? So that's considered a hemshech, that's all the Tarek HaTshuva. That's not a hemshech, that's considered a hemshech of the end of the Shema. But if he walks away from a Hatzalah call, even if it's less than it could be a big mess too. And he's talking, he's not sick, so that's because not sick the status of the end of the Shema. I would even think, let's say he walked away from a Hatzalah call, and he didn't talk. He didn't talk. He went to the truck and whatever, and then he realized that they have enough Hatzalah people without him, and he goes back. I would assume that that's also called the Hepsik. He walked away from the Lola Shem. If Amir is the Hepsik, I would think that Amir is certainly a bigger Hepsik. He walked away thinking that he's going to have to be in the Sasek and a different thing. I would think that that's also cool. He did the right thing. We're not saying that he did the wrong thing, but if he passed it, it should also come. It should still be asked, even if he didn't do it. You should have started the process. If you talked in the middle of the night, does he have to start
off?
No, it's basically says in the middle of the Kriyashna, you can lead it to the Nafis and the Ayur of the Akar, which is to say Kedusha, Tanki Kedusha is also coming out, but in the middle of the night, there's no Hetzer, a real Nafis. Unless you cross Nefesh Nafis, unless you're guilty cross Nefesh. So what if he's Nafis in the middle of the night, we should cross Nefesh? It's not also Nefesh, it's not over again. Like a person goes on Atollah for. He is Atollah for himself. If he's worried that the king is going to kill him, or the state is going to fight him, a real psychology to think he's going to fight him. Rabbi, he committed to be Gnostic in the middle to do something to save his life. But then,
Once
he comes to the house, he knows that he's going to come back to the house, and he comes back. Basically, he's going to come back to the house,
and
he's not going to come back to the house. I mean, Hasdok agreed that Melech was Daito Lachzor, so shouldn't be considered Hasdok.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, he's talking, he's Hanokas HaTzilim, but Hasdok is later considered Emshach, and he's considered Tzilim from before. You say sometimes yes, and sometimes no. There are more passions, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Yeah, but Ari can't say that this is a Hemshef, a Tzilah, you know, that's what before. He was Gnostic in the middle. He was clearly was not in Ari Midrash Ne'am Melech. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara has some Abba, we have a price. Ari Ami Bishin, the person is in the middle of Shemana Esra, Yemayim Shos, Yisim Al-Birkar. The Pasuk has that, the Pasuk has by the soldiers, that if they have Tzoyah, they have to cover it over. Ari Machnech of Kodesh, the Tzoyah is a problem of Shemushas Machnech. What about Meirat Lai? Merav Lime also has problems. Says, no, the prophet never says the same. The Gemara says later that part of Merav Lime is a problem there, right? And part is only a problem of the Rabbanon. If there's a problem of Merav Lime on the floor, then it's only a din der Rabbanon. That you're not permitted to daven keneged of Merav Lime. It's not a din der Rabbanon. But if someone is being mashed in, Omer Mishoy, someone is being mashed in now, either I'm being mashed in, I'm davening, or someone else being mashed in my presence, and I'm going to daven in the presence of the Omelette of the Shinduach of Merav Lime, so that's the equivalent of prayer sitting there. That's also a din d'oraisa that you're not permitted to go. Here we're talking about a case, mine shows to see Malbirka. So the Rishonim say, Shoteisa says right over here, the other Rishonim also says, Shoteisa means that it's not really Mikaleach, Mikoyach, just dripping out a little bit. So therefore, the Issa Tadabin is not an Issa d'oraisa. The Issa Tadabin, while the Merav Lime is coming out of it, the Kibuach coming out, then it's a din d'oraisa. But if it's only mine shows to see Malbirka, then it's not a din d'oraisa. That's going to be relevant to the Gemara. It says we're going to point that out. So the din is the cold man American coming out twice next. So is that a din d'rabbanon? Din d'rabbanon is also a din. You have to stop davening. Ashi yichlu hamayim till the American stops coming out. Then the choizer who mispal. Then he picks up and he continues to daven. Well, hey, the choizer. Does he have to go back to the beginning of his man asking? Or does he continue from the middle? So that's the machlokes on the right. Now, the rabbanon knew ahead of you. Chad on the choizer the rush. Chad on the machlokes shepasa. Machlokes on the right. What is the case that he argues? So he marked out the Sama, it's unclear. Was he shocked the Ligma Skula? Was he not shocked the Ligma Skula? Shocked the Ligma Skula doesn't mean that is in the middle of Sim Shalayim, that he only has left two lines to go to him last time he talked about Shalayim, so Shal Tilling was cool to me, they have 2 seconds. He must have Megillah, Shal Tilling was cool means to go from the beginning to the end, so the whole Shal has it. The amount of time that it would take, and it takes him an hour and a half to Damash Man Esther, it takes him half a minute to Damash Man Esther, you don't measure by him, you measure by another baby, it's like normal person, hard to find an average normal person. The Gemara says it's measured by another baby, Shav Dilig Matzul of the Tchil of the Yatkov, not where you happen to be holding. So the Gemara says, should I say, Leila, but how come this week should I say that the Machlaik is not Chiz, and Rav Amuna is, and the case when he shows Dilig Matzul, and also Machlaik is, that it appears by Nikra Nehila, and it appears by Shua Shaifa, what to do, where the Shok Delig Maskula is Mavsik Nesila upon us, and such a din is Shita. Such a din is Shita. One of the Chomish Nesha Shita, when you shaft the Beinah, she leaves if you shaft, and then you pause in the middle for a few moments, and then you continue later. But then also the Shia Shok Delig Maskula, if you pause in the middle, the amount of time that it would take to hold the shaft from the beginning to the end, but then that passes the Shita, because it's Mavsik Nesila that comes out that, that the first half is separate and the second half is separate. So it's an Akuda Salvation. The Pesukah Sagagera, the name is already in the very little chafer by the time you're finishing your Shkita. So it's not good. So that's a halacha of Majin Sinai is Hilka Shkita that is Shoah Shihi is Mastig Nitzirah. So the Shaila is that we extend from Shkita to Kola to Rakula, that whenever there's a Maisa that has a Hemshach Zman, there's such a concept of Shoah Shihi, and Kula na Machloik is Amaroi. Machloik is Haptanoi, Machloik is Amaroi.
Rosh Hashanah is a much longer one.
So that's when that's when the only thing is, the only thing is Rosh Hashanah is about not so long, because, I don't know, what's the thing, Shabbat, did the Yebed, if you would leave out all the Tzukim, the Mavr Zan Shabbat, the Rosh Hashanah, right? How do you become a Shabbat, the Yebed, according to the Chathila, or according to the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, the The Yebed, the Gemara says, the Nachmad, but the proper thing is that you should say the Tzuk. And some of you would measure Shok Delig Maskula with the Tzuk, but the whole Chathchila of saying the Shmoneh.
But the Tzukah,
like
the rest of the
Shmoneh,
without the having
any. Yeah, yeah. The Chathchila is a Gnusta. The Chathchila is a Gnusta. The first Gemara thought, Lema, should I say that this is the Nekudah Samachloi? Because I was talking about a case when it was Maim Shas Yisimal Birkav, and he paused for so long that he could have recited the entire Shmoneh from the beginning to the end during that pause. Should I say that that's the machlokes? And this might have implications in areas of Mikra Megillah, in areas of Tzviyah Shofar. Ma'avashi, no. Listen, it doesn't say anywhere. When we have this tradition of the machlokes that Chizin Rav Amnuna, to my Shosasim, Chosik HaShiach Lamayim, Chosim Hispav, Hezah Chosim, no one said the word Shoh. Somebody said Shoh, no Shoh. It doesn't say a word. Amravashi can't be Haim Shom, Loi Shom and Boimri. Someone should have said some word about Shom, they should have a remnant, that that's what he's talking about. Elo, Zavkavashi, no. The Kuli Alma, everybody's masking Shom, they're making my school, because of the rush. If that would have been the case, for sure you go back to the beginning.
Isn't he an Oedipus
here? Yeah.
So, and is Oedipus talking about the question?
I just hide that as well, but still, is it Shom, they're making my school? How did I go? He's already had words.
He's already said that.
It's not his fault. We're not blaming him. We're not blaming him. Let's say that. It's not Mitzvah. The fact that it's not is they make it worse. We're going to see the fish. So Ravashi says like this. Ravashi says he can't believe that this Havamin is correct. No one said Rav. Is it Rav Amnuna? No one said a word about Shok Delig Maskula. He says, if the case would have been Shok Delig Maskula, everybody would have agreed. Kuli Amakos Alarosh. The Hacha, and over here, says the Jews on the side of the Hacha, when they have a Machlag, is it a Lo Shok on the Smith? They're arguing in this situation with Lo Shok and the Ligma Skula. My soul, the Gabba, the Chuyuhu, they knew Roy, they see Lost Tila. My soul, the Gabba, Chazihu, will see Lost Roy, Tila. What do the words mean? So Rashi says, read the next line, and you'll understand. Tana Abba, we have a Dreiser.
a nitzach menikav of a person has the sensation that he has to go to the bathroom. Either because of the gadol or because of stam, one or the other. So it says al yispalo. He is not permitted to daven. In his palot, and if he daven while he has this sensation, tefilot to teiva, even the eved, he is not yaitis. So Rashi learns. At the time that he starts davening Shmoneh Esrei, he already has the sensation that he has to go to the Beit HaKnesset. Whether the Kavim Zerah Zalpan, he's not permitted to daven. And the Gemara says later, the Gemara is going to quote a passage from Omar, from Shriyot, Ikon Mikros HaLakach Yisro. Let's read the Gemara, then we'll get back to this. All right, on the second wide line. We'll get to that. Based on the whole line, we're going to get to that. Yes, that's an important question. Let's see, on the second wide line, we'll finish the Gemara, then we'll go back to the way Rashi says. Amar Rav is Bibli Tamer Rav Yudah, one of the Amorim says, Lo Shana Wele, where does the Brayton say that even that he ever did daven? When he had this feeling that he had to go to Beis HaKisei, Lo Shana Wele, Shani Yochla Hashas Biyatmo. That sometimes a person has the sensation he has to go to Beis HaKisei, then he waits another 3 hours till he goes to the Beis HaKisei. So then, Lo Hachil is not proper to daven like that, but did he have that, you wouldn't say that you're not Yoshi. The only time the Brayta says Tfilah to Teva, even the Yevad Yad Yerzi, if he's in Yochel HaHashas, he can't hold it back too long. And the Yochel HaHashas, the Atman Tfilah to Teva, how long can he hold it back? He can hold back the Rahim and the Tzoy, till after he finishes the Shemana Esri, that's enough. No, that's not enough. So, well, the Atman, how long does he have to be able to hold it back that it should be kosher for the Yevad, the Tfilah should be good? I'm Rav Sheshen, Ha'at Parsa is 4 mil. A mil is the amount of time that it takes to walk a mil. A mil is 4/5 of a mile. The mill is either 18 minutes or 21 minutes or 24 minutes. So Ad Parsa is either 72 minutes or 96 minutes, something like that. It's a long amount of time. So if the person has a temptation that he has to go to Beis HaKisei, Luchakud is not allowed to daven. What if he went ahead and he did daven to the Yevet? Did he say that it's not even yet to the Yevet? The Rav Sheshet says, no, then it depends. If he couldn't hold it in, the Neirat Lima, the Soya, for so long a period of time for 72 minutes, so then even the Yevon, he wouldn't be good. But if he does have it, he was in the trouble in the cover. But he could hold it in, so then the Yevon would be good. Another version has the exact same thing, but slightly differently presented, that most of it was in the Brice. He can have Masnika. But then, so the Brice itself has this. And then, Roman Moen, he said that the Yevon did not get it, said it's happening, Shen Yochel Amin Al-Atma. Amin Yochel Amin Al-Atma, Tzilos Yitzhiva, saying, well, Yatzkam, and how long? So that's the sheer of Adparit that was added on by the Amorite. Amorazuki, Tamer Abyude, Adparit. And how do you know this holds in? That you have one that's not permitted to daven when he's in Nitzel to the Kav. Rav Shmuel HaKnei Yom Rav Yenison. How do you know Nitzel to the Kav raise a lay's palm? Shushanema, he can likraz elokech o Yisrael. The person should have Achonet HaGuf. He should have Achonet HaBgodin. He should have Achonet HaMokim. The Rav says he should have to make a lot of Achonet before the person daven. So based on that part, fine. So now Rashi learns, getting back to this Machloikas of Chizdei Rav Hamunah. Rashi interprets the Machloikas like this. The person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and my choice is in Al Birko. The middle of Shmoneh Esrei. What did he do that for? Why didn't he hold it in? Obviously, Hachmaskin, he couldn't hold it in. If he couldn't hold it in, how did he start davening Baveira? He was in Yitzchak in the Kavah. He had a sensation before. Otherwise, it's unusual. What do you mean? It's possible, but it's unusual that the person stopped davening. He didn't feel he wasn't in Yitzchak at all. And then the middle of Shmoneh Esrei couldn't control himself. And suddenly, he wasn't in Yitzchak before. And he wasn't able to hold it back for 72 minutes, wasn't able to hold it back for 5 minutes. And then it was after the Mayim Shoshim Shem Al-Birka. So what the Brisa says, that in the Yevad Yirat Yotze, if he couldn't hold it back for 72 minutes or 96 minutes, Rashi learns that that's the Machlokes HaMoraim. Rashi learns on the sixth line from the top of Chol Gimel Amidah, on the second narrow line in Rashi. Gavra Dechuya, one Amorah holds Gavra Dechuya, one holds Gavra Chazi. What does it mean, Gavra Dechuya? Because Yisrael is follow. Well, he started to say Shmoneh Esrei, and he was a Nitzchak in the Kav, he felt in the Kav. Obviously, he had the sensation that after going to Beis HaKisei, otherwise, why would he show it to him in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? But obviously, he had the sensation before. That he was Dachi Humil Ispalo when he started the first half of the Shmoneh Esrei. Before he was Mayim Shoshis, and he already had the sensation of Nitzchak. So the first half of the Shmoneh Esrei is no good. Not because of the Hapsok in the middle. The first half, he not getting to Shmoneh Esrei. If he got when you were Nitzchak, as it said in the Brach, look up. Masha is called the first half that he said, hey, the Tzilah, he has to start over. Well, Masha, but the second Amar holds Gavra Chazia, that the Yevad is good. How about Bishin Yochel HaHamten, I'm seeing signs of Tzilah, so even though he can't even hold in the Merag line for 5 minutes, let alone 72 minutes, but the Yevad, Tzilah, said, Ruyahi, but the Yevad is good. Masha is called Kodesh Tzilah, yes, we have. According to Rashi, it's a Haptela. How could it be a Machalek, it's a Chizel, I'm not sure if the Brisa says that Yemam is not Yevad. So the Meiri says that chelak between the carbon gedolim and the carbon ksana. The Brisa is talking about mine shows the same as Meirat Lion. You know that Allah and Meirat Lion is slicing less carbon than his soya. That if you have a problem, Meirat Lion is only going to be ever so short. Yes, so you can end this within their anger. So the nishach lekavod is also the hachana saguf. He can look at the kavod is also the machama the gabi soya than the gabi meirag life. So the brayter that says the nishach lekavod harayz lo yispalim if he was to be lost to say eva. That's the brayter on the first white line. The second white line that goes on the kavod gedolim. And this machlekes amarayim is by my insurance it goes on the kavod stand.
The gedolim there is that the world has to be come solving not like the kavod stand.
Yeah.
So it's not right, but
right, so that's what other Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. They say, how can it be that the Machlokes Amarayim on the din that the very next line it was they're called a Braita and they don't accept this sense in the Kavim Zerim Tavim? If you have a din, Hikra Shalakach Yisrael, so why should it make a difference? So that's what they say, that they don't want to learn like Rashi. They don't want to learn like Rashi who learns that that when he started the first day for the Tzilah, he was already on the Nisuch in the Kavah, and that's the Machlekes with the B'riyev of Yeretinah. And many Rishonim say that that's not the Pshat. He started davening and he wasn't at Nisrach at all. Then in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, when he had the sensation that he's Nisuch in the Kavah, he stopped. And then he had the Merag Lan kind of. So what's the Machlekes Amaroi? So the Shaila is, if a person would have davened while a Merag Lion would be coming out, he didn't, he was Paisik. He said, my Shaila is not very Paisik, he has to be Masik in the middle. So the Shaila is, if a person davened a little before and a little after, then he's pausing in the middle, but he's not pausing for no good reasons, if it's a short Kedemig Maskula, so it sounds to the Gemara that it's Masik. How did Ravashi say, short Kedemig Maskula, Elo, the Kuliyama, how did Ravashi say again? It cannot be that the Machlekes HaKhid Rav Hamnun is what the Din of Shor Kedei Ligmas Kula. Nobody said anything about that. They didn't say a word about that. Ela Zokta the Kuli Yamim Shor Kedei Ligmas Kula Chayzor Rosh. The Shor then Yizik after Dabla. We're talking Mahalka the Loi Shor Kama Kligi. It's Loi Shor, so what's the Shaila? That's a Shaila that's similar to Shor. If he wouldn't be Shor Kedei Ligmas Kula, the Shehiyah would be served as a Hepsik. Like Shehiyah and Sheik is a Masik. The Shein Davni is a Masu. Here, the Merag Lan came out, and the Zion is whether the Sheik, Merag Lan, Sheik, and Mambirkum, does that serve as a Hepsik or not? So what's the Shaila? Where the Gabra Chazi, if he would have damaged one Hepsik, the Shosha, Merag Lan, Sheik, and Mambirkum, would he be Yosef the Yosef?
Wow.
Of course not. It's the same as if you had Merag Lan, that's coming, Viki Luach, or you have Soya connected, that's within the right. If you only have mine, Sheik, and that's less, that's only in the Rabbanon, so that's the Shiloh. What did he have? If the person would dab and while the mind would be chosen from Al Birko, would you say, and it would be a violation of this in the Rabbanon, would you say Gavra Chazi or Gavra Zachliyo? That's the Yevad, you're not Yotzim in the Rabbanon, you're not Yotzim in the Rabbanon, you are Yotzim, that's the Shiloh. This is in the Yevad, you're not Yotzim because it's a violation of this in the Rabbanon, called the Sikh Rabbanon, came the right to speak in. So even if you have Merag Lion, Shoshim, which has in the Rabbanon, has the same status as Zachliyo and Kibalach Rishon. So then the Shoshim itself is the Hapsokha. Not like Rashi said, the first half of the Shemoneh Esrei was recited at a time that the person was in a position of Nitzach Menachavav. No, they say, the Rashi when they Rashi, the other Shemoneh say no. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he had the sensation of Nitzach. It wasn't a Nitzach Menachavav. The Machlokes Rav Chizkiya and Rav Hamnuna is whether the Shoshim itself serves as a Hapsokha. And that's why he made a mashal. That's what Rav Ashi said. He would have been Shoshim in the Ligma Kula, so the Shehiyah would be a Masri. But so probably here, the Shoshim, whether the Shoshim is a Masri. It's a shaitis with each other, not like Rashi was talking that he was a nisra, whether the yevid and nisra is good or not. So what does it got to do with the shor kedei ligmas kula? Why did he say kula? Why
did
he say kula? Well, the price is always a nisra. The price is a nisra for a car, even when he's published in China, he's a nisra for a car. Right, it goes on a
Nitzach.
What's the same Russian? The price that Omer Ashima Malachmin Omer Ameza, a Nitzach on the car, this is a scepter. A Nitzach on the car, regular is Bamish and Shinam, he's a Nitzach on the car, it goes on a Nitzach. The Shaila is this regard, Rav Hamaluda, Rav Chizda, what issue are they debating? Whether Gavra Chazi or Gavra Dehuya? What does that mean? The Rashi learns that the Gavra Chazi, Gavra Dehuya is a Machloikis, whether when he was a Nitzach, when he called him Stalin, is that the same as a Nitzach when the Kavim Gedolim? Nitzach when the Kavim Gedolim means that he ever attempts to see Razatay, well, that's the Brayzer, whether that's the second white line on the Omud. I think it's possible to say that even the Yevich, what about our Nitzvah when it comes to town, is it also Tei Evanah? The other Shem say, no, we're not talking anymore Nitzvah. Nitzvah, that's later. Nitzvah when it comes to town, he wasn't a Nitzvah when it comes to the beginning. In the middle of the Shemon Esrei, if he would have been sure that the Legion was closed, that would be a Hefzik. What if it was Mayim Shosu Sim, is that a Hefzik or not? But Mayim Shosu Sim is only the Rabban. That's the way the Rajmon, the other Rishonim, the Rosh, that's the way they learn the Machlokes Samaran. What do you mean, what difference does it make?
Well, it's a regular Hefzik.
Yeah. If a Buddha did a Hefzik, that's a Shaila. Is it a Hefzik? Is it a Hefzik? And if the whole Issa is a Davin, while my Shosh is in my book, there's only there are Bonon. But then you can say that the Yevon, if he would have davened then, he would have heard. If he would have davened, he would have heard. The whole Avera is not such a big Baruch Shem Ta'eva, it's only Nisa Derabba. So say like that, that the Holy Spirit is only Derabbanon, so the Yevon, you can be right. So you say, if he davened before, he davened after, in the middle he didn't daven, so you can say that there's no Hefzik. That's not a Hefzik. If he would have davened even in the middle, it would have been good. But then it's not a Hefzik. But if you say, no, because the Tikkur Abbanon came to the right to speak, and even the Yevon, you're not here to say. If you have Meraglan, you can't go, even the Yevon, you're not here to say. But then you say that the Maya Shosasim is a Mapsi, that serves as a Mapsi in the name.
There's a Mapsi in the Mapsi.
That's what Tosis brings. Is in a case where he was short, the Mikmas Kula, and they're arguing in the old Shaila that whether the Din and Hilchos Shechita applies to Kol HaTav Kula, but the short, the Mikmas Kula is a mafsik in other areas. The Rabashi says, no, he doesn't think it's true. The Kuli of the short, the Mikmas Kula, they would all agree that you're not yet, you have to start over again. Here's a different machlokes. Whether this machlokes the Kol of his market, but he has it. Rashi learns that whether my short is himself is a mafsik. So the Taisus and the Rik and the Rambam and all the Shaina is Katasha. Here the Gemara says the Kuli Yama, the Gemara comes to the conclusion Rabashi's maskana is the Shot the Ligma school the Kuli Yama Khariz al Rush. And the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah, says Fakir. And the Gemara Masechet Mizil also says Fakir. Chorus the Rik, and if you're laying and you pause, you're laying and you pause, even Shot the Ligma school up, then you have a Gemara, as long as they didn't miss any Sukkim in the middle. Shot the Ligma school is good by Shafer, and good by Mikum Gil, by Shafer is the Chatim the Rantis. And see, Shot the Ligma school is good. How come all of a sudden over here the Gemara says that it's no good? How can it be? This Gemara contradicts all the other Gemara. That's the question.
The Christian
was talking about Isaac and
the
Shemesh of
Mordechai.
So the Shemesh has a unique halacha
that there is
Shemesh. So that's what the Rishon HaRambam in. The Rishon HaRambam in, so the Rishon HaRambam is talking about Dominic Shemesh. Well, the Rishon HaRambam is saying what's the nature of this. Kriyashma, he's saying Tzukim. He speaks slowly. He pauses in between one sentence and the other. He pauses more in between one paragraph and the other. He pauses in between one request and the next request. But you don't pause so long, shock, then he goes, go. No, we're going to walk away. He's going to throw you out of the room. He's not going to wait there until you catch the height to finish thinking of what you want to say. You keep on talking. You pause so long. You're thinking, let's go. That's the reason you're on their home. That's what Adi Morris says. They didn't see Rosh, so they didn't go school as Mavatu again. And all the Bali Athensians disagree with the reason they're on. They hold that it's not true. So what do you do with the Gemara? Rav Ashi says, Shabbat 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 At the end of the Taisa, they call Rabbeinu Yehuda Tirish. That's Rabbeinu Yehuda Achatid, that's how they call it, Rabbeinu Achatid. The Taisa Rabbeinu Achatid, they call it more by Rishon. The Taisa is a little obscure here, what he says. But what he says is the following. Take us in the beginning, he explains. Rabbeinu Yehuda explains it. We have a Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin where the Gemara says, the Chimsin is a third of Mamishman, a third of Shikol Adas. When the Dayan have a Din Torah, and they made a mistake, and they passed in a favor of Reuben, they really should have passed in a favor of Shimon, so what's the Din? Then the other day, reverse the Pesach and Mas. So the Gemara says, if it's a third of Mamishman, so the Torah should mistake, it gets enough in the Din. Mamishman, not only Mamishman, Gemara, Sif and Shulchan Aruch, a Din in the Sifri HaPoskim, so that's what's third of Mamishman, you have to reverse the Pesach. And the one who won the money, the first time, is the right to maintain. But it was clear that she called out, this is not really black and white editorial. The Diet himself realized that he made a mistake, so whoever wrote the first time can say kindly, I hold like the first time. But the Diet admits that he passed the rules, so it didn't require that the Diet has to sometimes pay from his pocket. So the Gemara asks, then it's the thought that she called out, it's not a third of our mission, so who says that he made a mistake? Who says that it's a mistake? Maybe the first time is correct. So just because the Diet feels very bad, all the three that you are, and Adam, so they have Charata, and they all feel that they made a mistake, and if they wouldn't have had the shadow now, they would have passed in and say, Rav Shimon, not a date of Reuben. But why do they have to pay for their pocket? Maybe it's not a mistake. So the Gemara says, no. I thought she called out to me like this. You have a machlekes, I know I'm a machlekes, I'm around the light. The light is my hilchus on the head here. Like a man, the like a man. It doesn't say the fairish black and white what the stock is. The sugi on the yalma, kechad minayim. The sugi on the yalma, kechad minayim. So what's the translation of the word sugi on the yalma? So the way it's usually translated is that the mahalach, sugi on the misgi, means lalechad. Sugi on the yalma, the belt, so, in one direction, the Bel Tritzvah has money. Everybody knows the Machlokes, and the Gemara doesn't say the same. But if you go to all the Batagidim all over the world, they're all over the Israel, and that Batagidim, the Minigarden is there, everybody passes that. So these Dayanim didn't realize that they passed in this Shiloh, they passed in one way. And Lachamites afterwards, they realized they made a mistake. It's a mistake based on the Minigarden. Minigarden is not the pass one. That's a simple translation. So to the Yama, the Mahalach Island is the pass for the other one. So the Tosh is called the Kabbalah from the Garden, and if you assist the standard. So to the Yama is a technical term that means the following. Very technical term. That means the following is a very technical thing. The Gemara has a lot of times a machlekes panoim or a machlekes amoraim. Not only him, machlekes are kinder achamuna, and it's unclear what the nekudas of machlekes is. The first thing, Gemara was guessing. Maybe later, should I say, Malcolm is ligi, the Malcolm askin and talk about a case of shock, they may be to a school, and machlekes and alta machlekes and the shock, they may be to a school, it's chayzul alay, it's not chayzul alay. Is it Rabat was this? Then the Gemara says no. The Yardam, you can say they both hold one way, and the machlekes is on a different nekudas. So the Gemara has a lot of times like this, four or five of Kimtas. Should I say the Machlokes is A or B? The Gemara says no. The Gemara, they all hold A, Machlokes is going to C or B. Ibai came and they all hold D, and Machlokes is D or F. Ibai came and they all hold F, and Machlokes is G or H. And again, keep on going. So whatever the Gemara has like that, Ibai came and they all hold A, and Machlokes is C or D. Ibai came and they all hold C, and Machlokes is B or F. Whatever the Gemara could have just as well said, Ibai came and they all hold A, or they all hold D. So why did Mara choose? The Gemara should have said, Ibai Seymo, the Oilam, they can hold the day off. The Gemara doesn't say that. Sometimes the Gemara will say like this. The Ibai Seymo, hold the Kumiyam, Ismuhu, Haki, Oh, Haki, Haka, Bahaka, was like, sometimes the Gemara would say that. But whenever the Gemara could have equally said, Ibai Seymo, the Oilam, hold day. Or they say D, and the Gemara says one, and they can continue right there to say, and the Machlokes is C or D, they could have just as well continued if they would have said, Ibai Seymo, everybody holds from D, or holds from A. If for the sake of continuing right there, you can't say, if everybody holds B, you can't go, if everybody holds B, there's nothing to go back, you're up against a stone wall. But then for the sake of just arguing out all the logical possibilities, perhaps it's more to say, if by saying the Yom, they all hold A, the Machlokes is what they see as B. That is not called the Sukkim Yom. But then the Yom could have just as well said, if by saying that they all hold B, and still got right to see the Yom, one takes a stand. That's called Sukkim Yom. It means that there's a remnant somewhere in Shas. Usually you translate to the Yalma. Mahalach HaDayan in Boilam is the task in one way as opposed to the other way. And so this is quotes in the Kiddushin of Human Systems. So this is quotes in this place. So here quotes it, and Rabbeinu Yehuda quotes it more by reason to explain it more by reason, but that's what Tosis means as well. So this is a sugi in the Yalma. Why? The Gemara started off like this. Leibah Rokam Shli'i Be'am Machleg Zav Chinder Rav Amnuna. The fellow started davening Shmanes. He stops in the middle because mine shows from our victim's placing. And then he wants to continue later. Does he have to go back to the beginning? Can he be mashas in the middle? The first thing Mara says, the machlekes is A or B. Well, the shabbat is muskul achayzon. Now, then Mara says, Ibai Seyma Rav Ashi. He says, no. We know them to call Yam, everybody holds, shabbat is muskul achayzon Rav Ashi. He must go back to the beginning. And the hakov and Rav Ashi will come and flee again. It's a different machlekes. Whether Rashi learns whether Hanitzach learned a cover of the Tatsal that he had in the Tzvilo, whether Rashi when the Rashi learned that it's a machlekes, whether Mayim Shosh is in our book of Zamapsik, is Zavah Amapsik and Mash. So why did the Gemara have to say that everybody holds Shavu the Ligmas Kula is Mapsik? You could have said everybody holds Shavu the Ligmas Kula is not Mapsik. That's how the sentence begins. Ela the Kuli Yama Chazal Lerosh. Who are the Nami Matsumi from the Kuli Yama Ena Chazal Lerosh? The Gemara could have just as well said equally Rabashi on the top of Chav Gimel Alam could have gone weiter. He could have said they both hold Ena Chazal Lerosh and still he argued with a C or D. Would you say A or you say B? It doesn't affect the machlekes of C or D. But the Gavah Chazal Gavah Dechuyah. It's totally unrelated. When you learn like Rashi, you learn like the Rosh and the Rashi. The Shavu Shati going to get. Totally unrelated. We learn about Muki Hachi and the Gemara didn't say Kuli Alma D. The Gemara said Kuli Alma A. This is called Sukkim Yama. We learn Muki Hachi. Shmami Naga Alokha Dechuyah Dechuyah. the Chila Tana the Hege the Gemara Patsin Vach Chalchei Vach Chalchei the Gemara Patsin Chayz Lerosh that says it's a Kasha way to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Bat Kiyah Shogu the Gemara Megila Gat Yitzchef by Megila the Gemara says the Patsin Eina Chayz Lerosh
so what do you do with the Stilus at Gemara?
That's Tesis Kash. What do you do with the Stilus at Gemara? You're not Tani Kutsi in the middle of the Tesis he says that it depends when our Gemara says the Kuli Yalma Shok the Rigma Skula Chayz Lerosh so they disagree with the Rift and this says he loses his status being under the Shemela. So the Sami Kutsi doesn't like that because it doesn't mean that. It means only over here. Shok the Nigmas Kula for my interest in Mount Birka. That's what it means. The double head over here. He's a Shok the Tatila Reyusa. He was a Shok the Nigmas Kula. And during the period of time that he was Shoya, he was engaged in something that made it impossible for him to doubt it at that time. It was my interest in Mount Birka. And that is what he would have. If he would have said, Shmaneti at the time that Mayan Shesma Birka, he would not be here to be here. He said, didn't the Nigma Yevon, he wouldn't be here to be here. So that's what the Sami Kutsi learned here. Look how the Shaina Hava didn't learn it right. He's not permitted to say Shmaneti at that time while Mayan Shesma Birka. The Gemara Rav Ashi didn't mean to say, show the Nigma Kutsi, made a stay in Shmaneti. In the middle of Shmaneti, he stopped dominating for 10 minutes, thinking about learning or something, and then he continues, he picks up. No? The Sami Kutsi says that's the way Pastor Shulchan Aruch. In such a case, he would not tell somebody to be the Shmanas. We don't talk like there is in Iran. The only time we say you're not yet to be the evidence, like the Sami Kutsi says, the Shulchan Aruch was cool. Plus, that something happened during the period of Shia that made it impossible for him to govern. But that's only an argument on Chav Gimel, and a Gimel later, the Chaim Kamad of Chav Dalet, the Rabbi Bo was going to the Mavuah Hamas of Mavuah. He started saying Kriyashma, and then he's walking in the street, and he comes to the street with his story on the Ramban. He has to stop. And then he's walking for 10 blocks, for 10 minutes, whatever, and then he picks up the rest of the Kriyashma later. So that was short period in the school of flaws during the period of the Shia. He was in a position that it was impossible for him to say the Kriyashma. He wouldn't be able to say that. That wasn't called the Ramban, that wasn't the Rosh. However, the Gabra Chosnik, the Megillah, the Shoyfer, just said he was mopsic in the middle. He went out to say Kiddush Mubar. Well, son, about the case, after Lubsky is there, but there was nothing preventing him out of from being there to the distance in the middle, just he didn't have a shaykh or whatever, he was trying, he didn't have. Whenever he is in a position that he would have been able to blow shaykhur, from Gil of the shaykhur, those two cases in Agumah, everybody would agree, they don't accept the reason they're on a chiluk davening as opposed to other things. And they say that the Gemara, the chiluk Rav Ashi is a universal din. What is the universal din? If it's a particular year of Shok Dimit was Kula, and during that period of Shehiya, he was a Gamma by Chazan. This is what the first Bali Atayza tells. That this is the risk, and the Bali Atayza, that this is called the Sugi of the Alma. The Ravashi could have just as well said B, as well as A, and he could have gone right to C or D. He did not have to say Kuli Alma Shok Dimit was Kula, Chayza the Reich, he could have said Kuli Alma Shok Dimit was Kula, Ela Chayza the Reich, the Hachal the Reich, Shok, and the Fugin, it's a different Machlech, it's a Gamma Chazan, it's a Gamma Dach, it's a different Machlech. Comes the end of the Taisus and he says it's not true. That then Yehuda Tireish. That's in the Taisus of Yehuda Chassid again. Bachel Amatir Neim, the Gemara could not, this is not a Sugin Yalma. Nor that Rav Ashi could continue to say his interpretation, the Machlekes, the Hacha, but Amatir Neim, he couldn't have said the alternative, the Kuli Yalma Eina Chazal Reish. That is a misprint, over the Lai Shoha Kamatri, not the Bidish Shoha. So Yeshua says that it's a misprint. Should say, over the Lai Shoha Kamatri, he can't say. The Shah Kuli Alma Lepligi, the Eina Chayz of the Rosh. And when is there a Machlekes? With the Loi Shah. So even a Shah Kedei Leigimus Kula, you're not Chayz of the Rosh. You're going to tell me that the Shah, you are Chayz of the Rosh. How can that be? That's impossible. This is can't be the Gemara like that. When you feel it, the Hachal Amatim and Kuli Alma Eina Chayz of the Rosh, if Shah, everybody agrees that you are Yotzi B'di Yevin. If you are Yotzi B'di Yevin, how can you say you'll be the Loi Shok on the Kaligi? Can't be. Don't the Kuli Yama have a Gabi Chod? See, then a Chayz al-Rosh. If you say you're not Chayz al-Rosh, if you say you're not Chayz al-Rosh, you're Shok in the Ligmas Kula. So Kavachani, you're not Chayz al-Rosh, but Loi Shok in the Ligmas Kula. There's no room for Machlechim. So Behechleach Rav Ashi had to say, to suggest his Pshad, that they're writing on a Gabi Chod, a Gabi Dochi, that the Shok in the Ligmas Kula, that Zicha not Yaisi, Zicha Chayz al-Rosh. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the Tzak of Ofer, this is not a Sabinia. Could be that the first Pshad was correct, but this Gulf is the Machlech. How did the other Balei Atayin, how did the other Rishon read the Gemara? How could the Rishon in the Sami Kutsi, how could they have understood the Gemara that this is called the Sugi of the Alma, like the Taisus writes in the first line? هو دي بحبي مالتو بيوت من كل يعني هي خلاص رايش من لما في هاكش معنا that this is a sugar yeah you can't it's impossible no if you know how it is right it's impossible like Aaron so the Akhrayim will explain it sure the other thing read Rav Ashi differently as Rav Ashi Ella Rav Ashi Ella the cool the Alma in shock and the Ignat Kula Chazal Arash the Rabbi Yehuda the Bala Tais has understood it's a shock the Ignat Kula would mind shock if you might be a part that's how he reads it. Most again, he says, we're talking about this case. Rabbi Yehuda reads Rav Ashi just, it's no longer just only, it's just technical. The Rabbi Yehuda read the Gemara, and the Kuli Yaman, he's talking, Rav Ashi is talking on this case.
Fell started davening, and then he pauses, because Rav Ashi, then he continues later. Is he right there or not?
So in this case, if sure, the Kuli Yaman, sure, the Rav Ashi, Chayz al Arash. If you're going to say Kuli Yaman, in this case, Shok did it, ain't a Chayz al Arash. With my Shok, my Birkhoff, so how can you say that Lo Shok, I'm a Fliggy? It's impossible. But the other Shem says, no, it doesn't go on this case. It's okay, I'll be made. I'm actually talking about stress. El, the Kuli Yaman, don't tell me that this is in a Kudus of Achlek, it's Shok, the Ligma Skula. No. Shok, originally, the Mark Wilson, I say that to Machlek, Shok, the Ligma Skula. The Mark Wilson, originally, leaving out the Mayan Shok, my Birkhoff. That's just incidental, it's not crucial. But then Rav Ashi says, no. If that would be the case that you're disputing a shadow show up in a school and abstract and if I talk to learn in the middle of whatever it is, you've got what he's holding in the middle of Shemana Esrei, whatever, then Kuli Yaman a Chazal Arash, because just as well said Chazal Arash. Because Rav Ashi was not talking about show up in a school of Umay and show up in a school of Umay. That's the whole push of the technical machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam and the Sami Kuti and all the Bala Tetzes against Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the session. Rabbi Yehuda read the Gemara. Only I'm showing the religion school with my interest in all people. But then you can't go right there. They're going to say, in the Chazal Arash. It's impossible to go right. And the other Shem said, no, the first year for Rav Ashi's statement is an abstract thing. Yeah. This is the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara quotes, and I got it, a continuation of the same thing, that a person has to be careful before he starts to daven to have Hachana Saguf. So you want to put it in Kohelish. You want to rag lukha kashatela el beit alakim. When you go to Davin, the Yosef has raglo, the notion for Atiyas Tawakha. So you want to rag lukha, go to the beit alakim, see before you go to Davin and Shul. That's what you want to go to Davin. Until you want to get to that interpretation of this passage in Kohelish, it gives a different interpretation. The Yom Rosh Hashanah Chenei, I'm going to be able to buy to see what types of the passage in Kohelish. You want to rag lukha kashatela el beit alakim. What does it mean? So the simple pshat Beit HaMikdash means the Beit HaMikdash. Alec is with Mashmuel HaMelech, and he built the Beit HaMikdash, and he says, when you come to the Beit HaMikdash, be careful when you're there. Only be careful. Shmarat v'chol shol atechta. Be careful, don't do any avarice. You won't have to bring any korbanos. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want us to bring a korban chatos and a korban asher. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells us, shmarat v'chol so that you won't have to come to get kach to bring. The intent of it, probably, yeah, but if you did do an avarice, sure, you'd be probably korban l'fonai. And then have you eat the next person? The Hemshech of that part is, Shmar Rag Luchot Kashi Telech, how did he interpret? Shmar Rag Luchot, be careful in advance not to sin. Kashi Telech, so that you won't have to come to the Beit HaMikdash. And if you really come to the Beit HaMikdash, Kashi Telech, a Beit HaMikdash, when you come to the Beit HaMikdash, begin a carbon, so the process continues. The carbon is Shmaya, Dibrei Chachamim. What does that mean? Amar Rav, how does he interpret the Hemshech as it goes on, be careful not to sin in the Shaking, having carbon is Shmaya, Dibrei Chachamim, listen to the Tzadikim. What does it mean when they do an Aver B'Shergig, they're doing a Korban Chatos and they do Tshuvah? Some people think, well, I did the Aver B'Shergig, what do I have to do Tshuvah for? You only have to do Tshuvah, you didn't Aver the Nezir as you meant it. If it's accidental, what if you have to be Chayim B'Shuvah? I just don't think you have to bring a Korban Chatos. You have to pay Nainish, you have to pay for a Kapar, but it's not going to have to do any Tshuvah. The Rami says, no, that's what the Pasuk means. Shmar Rav Nechon Edvian, watch out not to sin in B'Shergig. And then if you did sin, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. Tell the Chabez Elkim, Shmar, how does this go right? The Korav Lishmai, the Chachamim listen to the Chachamim who say that you better do Shuvah, you heard me being called the earth and Shuvah. Mitei Taksil and Zevach. Don't do like the Narod and like the fools, like the Chaitim, that they bring Korbanes when they Chaitim Vishoygik without doing Shuvah. They don't do Shuvah even if they are there in Vishoygik. God is better, not yet should be Korban. How can you Taksil and Chaitim and being Korban? They don't like the Shuvah. That doesn't make any sense. The Prophet is saying, Ein of Yodim Rasa Sra. That's the answer of the question. What does that mean? That the Tzilim don't know how to do Averis. In fact, the Gemara is asking Tzadikim. The Rav is saying, so why are they called Tzilim? They have to say, didn't Averis be shaking in the nips? They're not doing Tshuva, the way Rav is interpreting the Pasuk. So how did the Pasuk agree that he ate the other Rasa Sarah, how did the Pasuk in the Kalash read? Ella! He interprets the Pasuk. I think I can show you the being from any other than all, so you're even, I'm all right, I'm they don't do any tshuva, they feel there's nothing wrong, there's no need to do any tshuva, they don't have every shake, what do they have to do tshuva for? Einam, how does the Pasuk say? Einam Yodim Rasa Sarah, they don't realize the difference between bringing a carbon all out there, a bishagig, and bringing the Pasuk to say, another carbon is the only one, this is not some anoinesh or a kapar or something, this is to enhance the tshuva. That you have to do tshuva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shlom does not happy with their korbanos. They tell them, "Hey, the Machinim, they don't know the difference between a korban that's bo'al achat la'al achet, min a korban that's bo'al al a tzeido. They even come in the front. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want such a korban. You're not here to the korban unless you do tshuva." Amar HaKadosh discusses in Parshas Vayikra. All averes that have done the shaygin have to have kapara. I'm only selling averes. If one wants to be mechadish, only averes she is b'kariyah. I'm one of some Achrenimah and Anakoris on Mitzvah Shemai, and also even if not Chazit on Mitzvah Shemai. Because you find that a Zashah of Truma Deshege has to give Karim Achrenimah. You see that in the Gemara and Shabbat, that Hamasaj makes the Tushta, that Chaymish is to Mitzvah Shemai, and Chaymish is Deshege to Mitzvah Shemai, and Amazit, the same as Chazit is Deshege, the Karim is Amazit. You see that that's also need the Kaparas. And Averis is called Hamuris. You divide all the Averis into two categories, they have Kaparas and they have Hamuris. So the person knows whether the Chamura is a Kharis, the Chamura is an Intimidation, or the Chamura is an Intimidation. If the Aver belongs to the category of Chamura, then the Pasuk says that you need Shuvah. And the Einish, even if you say that it is an Einish, you didn't say that a carbon is an Einish, but it's not only an Einish. It's an Einish plus that we want the person to do Shuvah, because it's not Shuvah. You need Shuvah, the answer for the Shuvah. But the Rambam wants to be Mechadish, if a person, let's say, ate Nezela the Shaking, Nezela has no Kharis, has no Intimidation, the first name, the other Aver, let's say, the first one, the other Shaykh, the first one, the other Shaykh, the other Shaykh, in the Ratzon Hashem. But if you didn't show me, there was no act of Merida, so then he doesn't need a kapara at all. Anyway, but the Gemara is not talking about Kalas. The Gemara is talking about Hamura. So Hamura is there. I'm not going to mind. This is possible in the Turk. You say, Achei Shukhtar Mechanech, Bein the Yoyin, Bein the Ratzon. A person has to clap all Chesu the Averis, and he did Yoyin, it's also. At least if it's an Aver, Hamura. Aver Kalas is what's to discuss. I'm not going to know. Others disagree. So the choice to interpret it here. He said the Ramban thinks that the fear of carbon by courage is indicative of the fact that the Aver of the Atmus is an Aver. The Wadinali by other Hamuris, by Mitzvah Shemayim, and Mitzvah Shemayim, that belongs to that category of Hamuris, it would constitute an Aver. But by Kalas, so there's no, you don't find ever that there's any Kapara needed, so then you don't have to do Shul for that. That's only an Issa. So the first interpretation is more given the Pasuk to perhaps the Pshuto Shomikro. Shmuel Rabbeinu HaKashpelech of Beis Elokim, be careful not to do Averes B'Shegi, so you won't have to bring any Korbanos. The Korbanos don't want you to bring Oila Shmuel, but not to bring Chatzos HaNoshim. He's not so keen about that. And yet, in the end, the person already did an Averes B'Shegi, has to bring a Chatzos HaNoshim, but he should make sure that he does truly. He shouldn't be Pesach Tzilu Zeva. He shouldn't bring a Korban like the Choytim, like the Naharonim. He should be like the Chachamim. Korban should not be the Chachamim. The Chachamim recommend you should do truly, you should also do truly. So Rabashi, the whole reason why he quoted this memory was for the next line. Rabashi came out from Baba Papa, Shmuel Mikavet, and Shosh HaTayim, and Bitzim, and the front line. That's the same secret of Likos HaLokachim. So the Novi, he also said, you should have a Chanas HaGuf. And Shlom HaMalach and Kavis also is referring to that. Kashi Tevach HaTayim, and means when you go to Beis HaKnes, it's the Davin. Not when you're going to bring Korbanos. And Shmuel Raguch HaShadu, should do it by Yosef HaTrag, Rabashi said. Shmuel Mikavet, if you'll be Mitzvah HaLokachim, you should take care of that before Davinim. And Rashi says, Shmuel Mikavecha, Shema Yafichu, that he shouldn't do a Hafroch in the middle of the tree. Now the Gemara goes on a different topic. Then one is not permitted to take tefillin into Tef Dalar Amis of Tzoyah. But I've only had a bright time. This was what they said. He said, it's not a Gemara, when they had it, it's not until very recent years, when they had a Beis HaKisa, Mokum Kavua for the Kavim, so they had the Tzoyah was sitting there. They didn't have a system like we have to flush on the surface of the earth. The Tzoyah would sit there. I think what I'm going to say later, the Tzoyah has outside. So the Tzoyah didn't get there. He's the Tzoyah didn't get there. In my mind, they have something like our system that is even better than our system. Our system, the Chazanish points out. Our system, we have the Tzoyah system, they have one system in the Kli,
for a moment or two, and then you flush it down. The sonic blood will start seeing out of system, but the person would sit on the teeth and it would disappear right away. I'm going to a hapira, and it disappear right away. So the Gemara says that bati kitsoi shalapasiyin, those don't have a din of beis hakitzis. Those don't have a din of a beis hakitzis. But the shal is, what about our beis hakitzis? A beis hakitzis is not the same as the standard beis hakitzis of Gemara Gemara that the says it's not going to bubble, flushes away, but it's good as the parsiyin. Because by the Parsiyim, the system was that they had a hapira and it disappeared right away. Not that it sat there and it came to you for a few moments and then you flush it down. So that's an achloekis and achoreinu, but it's batik yisir, batik yisir, shalonu, have the status of a beis hakitzis.
Yeah. Chemicals.
The minkacha has an achloekis about it. It's not an achloekis, and it goes to the meiko. In the Hilchos Shchit, it's not permitted to say a bracha. If there's penals in the beis hakitzis in the slaughterhouse, if it smells good, it's got nothing else. If the slaughterhouse smells good because of the reach of the dam, that's the natural reach that it has. So that's like a chemical that has a foul odor, that's not called a reach ra. But if something decomposed and has a reach ra, like soil, like merad lime, fell off its food, and then it decomposed and you have some vomit or something like that, or food that rotted. That food is sitting out of the refrigerator and rotted and full of shimmel, and it has a terrible odor. If that's through something that decomposed and rotted, has a reach ra, that you're not allowed to do. With all those being materials, given the test. Yeah, but the Shaila is thinking, why? Usually say that one who goes into the Beis HaKisa, even if he doesn't do anything, he just walks in and walks out, so the Shulchan Aruch has no clue, he should wash until he's back. When they were right away, or yes, I don't know that. I mean, it was Mamish open.
Yeah.
It was open to the
That's
Mamish the same as Parsiyas. That's the same as Parsiyas. Then there wouldn't be any Machlokes. Yeah. But I think he talks about both. I think the Munkacha talks about both at some
point.
Didn't have it yet. It could be that he's only talking about that. That's why he's Michael. That could be. Chazanish is talking about our beis hakisei, that it sits there for a while, then he flushes it down.
Yeah.
That he's more aware that maybe he should be machna, but it's not the same as Parsi. That's the shot.
And that's Rosh Hashanah.
That you shouldn't. Yeah, that's what someone is saying, that you should have to wash your hands and just walk in and out of the beis hakisei.
But you don't wash your hands, you're going to get out.
The makom, that room is a makom, the whole cheder is in the yuchat for the soya, even though you have removed the soya. Much cleaner than their living room. And I know, that's why Mort told us so. That's why Mort said, Rabbeisha says not so. Rabbeisha says not so. That's why most of the person hold not so, not like the Chazanish. So the Gemara has it in, and it has to be night covered in the Sefer Torah, it has to be night covered in the Mezuzah. Yeah, that's another thing that they tell. Mechas used to be full of Zuhar. Also, not Abed. It used to be full of Zuhar. It used to be a lot of dirt. But because of the Zuhar, that's why you're not permitted to daven even in the North Torah. There's no marijuana. Abed Samech has been dancing this. Some people think that if it is my Abed Samech, you're not allowed to say a brachin. I'm not a daven, it's because it's a Mokam Am Yuchad La'ergo. The people used to stand there on the left. That's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says it's full of Zuhama. Not because it says swimming pool. It's a Machama Yukot Le'ergo. But it's not, there's no Zuhama. So the whole thing doesn't apply by swimming. The shower is actually tilt, but it's, whether a shower, room in a shower, room in the bathtub, it's by that rope. You can't say that it's not from Yukot Le'ergo. And a little bathroom, you wash out the bathtub, and it goes there. That's called a Machama Yukot Le'ergo. Not more than the kitchen, that's more than the dining room.
It's not only the problem that you can go there, and you're all prescribed from condensing, you have two children, and so you have to take him, while everybody is prescribed.
That's the problem of the room, okay. It's not permitted to walk within Dal Ramesh. The problem is, place where this is, wearing the tefillin on his body. Amra Bakr Barakuna Amra Shaykh Lash and Abu Sakit Kabur. This verse only applies if he knows there's prayer there already. Abu Sakit there already. And so he's going to use it for the first time now for Sakit there. So when he goes, there's no Torah yet. He's gonna put a little prayer there. So then he can take off the tefillin here and make prayer within the Torah Rabbis, because it's not yet Abu Sakit already. He takes off the tefillin in the midst of the altar, and then he can make the prayer right away. Then when he goes out, when he walks away, he wants to put back the tefillin, because it's not as long, he's wearing tefillin all day long. The Iker HaDin is that you're supposed to wear tefillin all day long. Machloket is Rishonim and Machloket is Achronim. Whether that din is a din d'oraita, din d'rabbanan. That's the halacha that's assumed as well shas. That Hatzili is supposed to wear tefillin kol hayom. Only when you go to Beit HaKisa, you take it off, but then you have to put it back on. When you eat, you have to take off the tefillin. That is din d'oraita, din d'rabbanan. Some hold it's a din d'oraita. That's Hatzili is tefillin kol hayom. Yeah, one is not permitted to eat Achilas Keva with tefillin. Achilas HaRoi is Yusuf. It's a minute to eat Achilas HaRoi with tefillin now. Just the Mishnah Berurah is Moira Shaila. And maybe that's only Bizmar and Gemara that the Yusuf is going to eat the Rabbin if he wears tefillin all day long. But then they would take off the tefillin of Achilas Keva and leave out the tefillin of Achilas HaRoi. But by Yosef, let's say in the steeple, someone has Yosef and he did Mashke or something. And then by Yosef, he only wears tefillin of Bizmar Tzila. He only wears tefillin of Kalayot. And maybe by Yosef, since he's only a Kalayotin, the Mishnah Berurah is close to Achleitim. It's not about it. Close to Achleitim and Sega. By Yosef, maybe it's not proper. It's probably not proper. We had filling even when we were only having Achilles already.
Talis, you heard
it. Yeah, Talis is not. But the filling is a
touch.
And how long was he stay there?
About
3 minutes. There I understand it. Let's say usually when the students are examining, so some people have another 3 minutes to go. But for the 3 minutes, they're going to have cake and they're going to have mashke and then they're going to finish the 3 minutes of davening. That's not a half an hour. That's like more than it's like a pina kalayot. It's a significant period of time after the davening is over. The tefillin, while I'm wearing them, and the mochosh of the madrega that I'm when I'm holding them in the tefillin. When I'm being time in the mitzvah, you're not supposed to be time in the mitzvah tefillin, having an alag look, first alag to the tefillin. That's how the tefillin is echoed, first alag to the tefillin, that's not an issa. He's fulfilling the mitzvah. This kind of a mitzvah is improper to fulfill. Yeah, to do a mitzvah with the, that's the kind of, let's say, for sure? Someone has a higher level, yeah, for sure. No, since it's been wearing the basic level, you don't have it. Yeah. Not to be the Messiah, that's the difference. Yeah, not to be the Messiah, that's the mitzvah. But he's asking, why should it make a difference in covered up tefillin, whether he's wearing it or not wearing it? So he's wearing it, fulfilling the mitzvah. Other mitzvahs, you're telling me if the mitzvah is doing the basic teeth. Other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do. Let's say, is a person committed to shake the lulav in the basic teeth? They put him in jail. Put him in jail. That's how the Arabs, they have a Jewish, a lot of times, they have Israeli soldiers. They lock them up in the basic teeth for 5 years. So the Shaila is, if you let a daven in a Beit HaKisa, how do you not let a daven? So some folks you want to say that the halacha, that what is not permitted to daven, it starts off as a mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah of hikum nikum shavak yachar yisrael. You have to have a chodesh agduch and a chodesh amokim. You have to have a mitzvah. If you have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, then you don't, then it's Baruch Hashem Te'ezah. Let's say they chain me, they lock me up, and I have no prayer. So either I don't daven at all, or I daven in the Beit HaKisa. So one of the Achanim wants to say that then he's permitted to daven in the Beit HaKisa. That's just his prayer. He said, Mitzvah says he can't fulfill. So why should you fulfill the Mitzvah of davening? And others hold not, other things that, and they hold in the sefer, and they grow. He quotes one of the Achrayim, I don't remember the name of the sefer, not one of the popular Achrayim. And he brings up and he questions whether that's really correct or not. And the sefer is locked up in jail, and the sefer keeps him, maybe it's full of primary of life. Maybe the Jintaki is not allowed to die. Maybe it's not talking to me. He says it starts off only as a mitzvah, and if you can't fulfill the mitzvah, then come because he can die. Person has a catheter, what then? And their line is covered up. The cellular is covered up. So that's the Gemara later, unless of course that's the Gemara later. That as long as it's covered up, you're permitted to daven and to recite the sukkim and so on. Only when the merak line is coming out. So it's coming out. The person knows when it's coming out, then he's not permitted to daven at that time. The person cannot tell.
You have a cover of the
you mean if the seat is covered, that's the shayla. If there's no soya, if it's covered, that's the shayla whether Beit HaKisa Shemona has been a Beit HaKisa or not. If someone not with our name. What if you have mamish soya anymore? What if they like a person having mamish soya and Allah HaMaita, what's the deal? So that's a deal. So if he doesn't think Tzilona that he's not allowed to daven, so that's not sort of a leader. Even if he has somebody, he's not allowed to daven. What if a Hechatin, he's locked up in the jail. And so he's not allowed to daven, so can you shake a little bit in there? Is there an issue to perform an issue to negatify an Arab matter? As long as you didn't see it, but you're not permitted to doubt. The Mishnah Brewer is mistaken about this. There's one place in Hilchot Lul that I think the Mishnah Brewer is mistaken. Is there an issue to fulfill a mitzvah in a day such as this? It's starting to say that maybe there's an issue to fulfill any mitzvah.
I would say that
take like sea law, there's mitzvah, like sea law, there's a galavinim is
volerazim.
Okay, as it says, it's supposed to serve as a form of sea. Even if it doesn't form as a, even if it doesn't serve as a form of sea, you can only be the galavinim. It's also supposed to be a form of sea. Okay. The first one, Hotish can vary. The Alad of Loshaifa and Kiyoshaifa has many kavanas. The has 10 different kavanas. One of the major kavanas is tefillah. Let's say so he can't have that kavanah in the Beit HaKisa. He won't be the third tefillah. Is he committed? He's locked up in a jail. Is he committed? Then he has no choice. Either he'll blow shofar in the Beit HaKisa, connect it to tzoyah, press around to the tzoyah, or just forgo the mitzvah. That's a shayla in the Mishnah Brewer, whether you're allowed to or whether. But again, it's a tefillah. Then the Beit HaKisa is not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, because tefillah of the mitzvah has to do with such a condition. To fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, tell Salah and Amen of the tzoyah, then the Beit HaKisa is allowed. They have to, and there is no tefillah. That's not, that per se is not a design of tefillah. Not a design of the mitzvah of tefillah. But to wear the tefillah to fulfill the mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillah, that's not an amen, that's a sure violation. Yeah, it's easier than doing that, if you take off the tefillah. Okay.
There could be an issue about giving the tefillah and the tefillah being drawn on another place. The Shemaya.
But that's the shayla of the Mishnah Brewer, what he did. Is the person allowed to be Yosei Mitzvah when he's in Beit HaKisa? Well, I think it is. It is a shayfer. No, just reading the topic of that. Are you permitted to be Yosei Mitzvah like shayfer or like Ruben in Beit
HaKisa?
He's not sure. The Mishnah Brewer is not sure. If you're permitted to be Yosei Mitzvah in Beit HaKisa. What does the Gemara have a shayla? The Bible of Maishi can't tell him the Torah, it's a kisa kavur, la hashtin ma'ayim. We say that he's not permitted to be nifneh, to do the Shabbos Zoyin, wearing the tzim, and that's to be Zoyin. Or even to wear the tzim within Dawar Amen, of a Muslim where there is Zoyin already. What if there's no Zoyin, it's Zoyin Dawar Amen? What is the Gemara say? Maushi, he caught us on in the tomb, the Gemara has a shot as he's permitted to wear the tzim into a Beit HaKisa kavur, Beit HaKisa kavur, means that there is Zoyin there. No, Beit HaKisa Kavur means that there already is Tzoyah. So we just said before you have to take off the Tzoyah and start Tzoyah. So how did it go in the first place? Well, as a stop there, maybe it's Utah, Mahashtin, Mayim, but true, maybe the whole Yisrael only is, not just to come and go. Maybe it comes down and there's Mutah. But how can we Mutah to go in if there's Tzoyah there? We said before he has to be Chayrit, as he said it's Tzoyah before, when he comes out of the Beit HaKisa Kavur, he's not allowed to put the Tzoyah on, first Tzoyah Ramah. It's an issue because first Tzoyah Ramah is I'm sorry, it's also to wear so, it's also to fulfill the mitzvah. So what does Igmar mean now that he's permitted to go into the Ezekiel and Kavua?
Kavua last night.
That's
what you're doing. Kavua
last night.
Okay, so it's
just for, not for,
like... Yeah, I'm not sure it's Kavua, it's a lot of Kavua for the Kavua. I mean, Igmar is going to explain. And Lahashin is the Chamutah. Rabbi Nishar, 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 Machlek is, why is the Arthur Shiloh the Rav, and what does he say? Amru Arthur, why? The Ikra didn't really want to, but it's Arthur Hashim Shemi Yifanagrahim. When a person is Isaac and is coughing Itanim and Hashanim, they are afraid to come to that office. So that's the place it says on top. The doctor of Isaac is a Kavur Hashim Shemi Yifanagrahim. Only if it's a Malkum that has Soya, or it's a Malkum Kavua for Soya, then you consider, then rather hard to consider the possibility. Hashem Yafiach Hashem Yifana. But if it's not a Beit Akita Kavua, he's never Nisna over here. No one has ever Nisna over here. So then there's no Hashash. Aber the Beit Akita and Rosh Yeh, give him a Fana Shalut on Hashem and Rosh Hashem Hashem Yifana Ben. That's the Shalut. How does the Shalut with the before? Just said before, you're not going to even to wear it until it's all Amos of the Soya. Even if you're not going to be Nisna anything at all. So what's all of a sudden that? That means that it's a Beit Akita Kavua, but they cleaned it after. The Beit Akita, which is a Mokka Kavua, and it happens all the time after it's not put.
Or it's covered. That's
it. Could be. Before they knew the Brisa. Yeah. The Divine was before they knew the Brisa. Could be.
Very significant when we have to look at it.
The end of this parish is all about the Dina Machtoy Nadma. One of the guys once pointed out that he sees that how great the prayer is just in that parish. And he sort of speaks about Rishas Mokai for Machanecha Kodesh, Toya, Narablayim, and Erev, all these things. The beginning of this week's Tedra, Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the Rebbe Shlomo got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the end of last week's Tedra, the end of Parashat Shmoy, the Rebbe says that the first reaction when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, and he said in the name of the Rebbe Shlomo, he had to send the Yidu free to Paro, Chet Yichbar Avoida, Yidu Meir Yidu, that's why they have Chalayim, that's why they couldn't have to make it worse. It made it worse. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Harayot, Salam Azeh. He started to complain that he made it worse for the Yidu. So the Rebbe Shlomo, at the beginning of Parashat Zeir, tells him, Chaval, Adi Abdi, Meloi Mistachin, that Avrom, Yankiv never complained. And the Medrash comments that Yankiv complained on one occasion. The Medrash comments that when Yankiv complained to the children, Lama Harayotim, why did they tell Yosef that they have young brother? He never complained to the brother Shalom though. He complained to Yosef. He complained to the brothers why they slipped and why they told Yosef that they have a younger brother. And the Medrash comments on that part is that Yagravina never said, he never complained about the bitterness of his lot. He had white hair, right? He says, when he came to Paro, he looked ancient. The Pari asked him, how old are you? They said, I'm not so old, it's just that I had a bitter life. But he never complained to the Baruch Shalom Chalila, and never complained to anybody. He thought that everything was called Madara Rahman al-Tavam. That's what the Baruch Shalom is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're complaining to me. But my ears, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Baruch Shalom, so he tells him it's not a Rav, really a person. That we have a Munna that called Madara Rahman al-Tavam. Even if things seem pretty good, and they seem to be getting worse, we should have a Munna that it's really good, and things are getting better. That's the other stuff like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught that lesson on this occasion. Moshe Rabbeinu later passions to see if the Rebbe Shlomo explained to me, well, where is it? How can it be tzarek ra'ala? The Rebbe Shlomo said, I can't be mazbir, it's not shayach. He says, I can't. Lisa shachor ra'ifon ha'ayro. The Rambam explains in the more of the book, and what it means is, he talks to nine of Pashuk. After all of history will be unraveled, that if you look in retrospect, you'll understand that everything was written in the Torah. Risa Shachar, by looking back, Rufana, by looking in advance, later on, looking in advance, it looks like it really is not. But you should believe me. The Manshom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should believe me. Take my word for it, that's really true. And the others understood that. And now Moshe Rabbeinu had to be taught that way.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.